Welcome everyone, Bezer Hashem. We're learning Pelu Yoitzos Aleph Abire Lei, new topic, to have strength of the heart when it comes to Shmiras and Mitzvahs. Abirus Lei, Futsarich Godul Avoyas Akeli Zbarach Shemoi. A person who wants to serve Hashem properly has to have the proper confidence, the strength of his heart to do the Mitzvahs right. Because there are many mitzvahs, many things a person does not do properly in the service of Hashem because he's weak. Because a person is not comfortable to stand up to the right situation. I don't mean to protest. Do the right thing. Like we see in the first chelik of Mishnah Rura. In Shulchan Aruch, not even Mishnah Berurah, when the Shulchan Aruch starts off, Simon Aleph Sif Aleph, and the Ramah tells us that you should do the mitzvahs even if people are making fun of you. That's how the whole Shulchan Aruch starts. V'toiv ish yichalkal dvar v'mishpat al pi ha-toiro lo yosem min ha-dovar ha-shatziv sa-toiro v'ha-shatziv v'ra-b'seinu z'al yom v'nismal. A person wants to serve Hashem properly, and every single person that is listening to these shiurim, that means it's you. You are here listening to these shiurim because you want to serve Hashem properly. We have to have gavra, strength, when it comes to doing mitzvahs, and not to be pushed aside because, you know, it's not fashionable, or it's not the right thing to do. We just learned the halachas of escorting the Sefer Torah back to the Aron Kodesh. This is the mitzvah. The Sefer Torah is passing by. Let's say you go kiss the Sefer Torah. You know what? That's not an end there. Escort, walk the Sefer Torah, walk with it up to the where it belongs, to Aron Kodesh. So you'll say, well, I don't see people doing that. Well, why not? Why aren't people doing that? Sherry, Adam Roye Bechaveh Dove Shinah Hogun Mitoich Shechosal Kavoid of Chadoim Yosim Yad Lepeh. Person sees his friend doing something not correct. And because he's concerned about his kavod, his honor, this person's honor, he puts his hand in his mouth, he keeps quiet. If sometimes a person's concerned on his loss of enjoyment for something, whatever the case might be, so he flatters the person. This is not the correct approach of serving Hashem. We have to serve Hashem with the proper gavrus, a biru slave, strength of the heart, to do the mitzvah right. You see somebody as you're leaving the parking lot, you see someone's tire is almost flat. He's got a flat that's occurring. What are you going to do? Everybody, you go over to a person and say, you see he's about to start driving away. I say, you know, you have a flat tire. He's like, I do? Where? Oh, thank you so much. He'll be so appreciative. That's a little flat tire. He'll call AAA, he'll fix it himself, whatever, patch it, whatever the situation might be. He's talking here in the mitzvahs. Obviously, do it in the proper way. But don't be yosim liyad lepeh. Don't cover up the situation. You have to do it the proper way. And if you're not the one to say something, maybe find the right person to say something. And if the person doesn't understand it now, in mitzvah Hashem, they'll understand later on the importance of that mitzvah that now they're doing because of you. In Mishlei, one who has rachmanus on evil people is cruelty. You should not be cruel to rishoyim. Excuse me, you should not be rachmim. You should not be merciful, I meant to say, to rishoyim. This piece, he says over here, is you have to have the same strength when it comes to your approach in mitzvahs as well as your approach to chinuch HaMitzvahs, in educating your children by doing mitzvahs as well. I want to just paraphrase a little of his message over here to our generation. Because in different generations, different approaches are taken. I'm not encouraging to give a patch, and I'm not discouraging to give a patch. We all know in previous generations, it was very common, if there was chutzpah, something like this, or whatever it might have been, right? It's not so encouraging in this generation. In fact, it is discouraged. But it still has to be discipline. There still has to be discipline. and to ignore it is a massive problem. It has to be handled properly. I'm not giving specific details now. We're not discussing that, but that's what he's talking about over here. There's a medrash that says, and if not for the medrash saying this, we wouldn't be able to open our mouths and say these words. The medrash says, who was Avraham Avinu's first child? Yishmael. And because it was decades and decades and decades, he didn't have any children. The medrash says, Avraham Avinu spoiled Yishmael. And that's why at first he went off. That's the medrash. The medrash says this. Could you imagine that? Avraham Avinu, we can't begin to comprehend the greatness of Avraham Avinu. Chazal HaKadoshim and the Medrash tell us that he spoiled Yishmael. And it says later on, what he brings over here, when it comes to Yitzchak, Eilu zois achocham eina baroisha yve amins libay bagibayim lishmo lakayim divay toyev divay soifim kadas malasais. We have to have the gvur, the strength, to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah and the Chazal properly. Vo'oisa eile heimi tamidu shel Avraham Avinu. And one who does this, he is from the students of Avraham Avinu. Sha'af api shohayo av harachamon. Even though Avraham Avinu was the merciful father, as we all know, midas chesed. Osa atzmai achzorim al beno yichidu shenoy lelo Isaac nusoy. He's talking here of he made himself like achzori, cruel. Use that midah. When Hashem said to him, take your son, your only son. Wasn't talking about Yishmael. Wasn't talking about anything about Eliezer. He was talking about Yitzchak. Take him and bring him up. And Avraham Avinu was under the impression that Hashem told him to do what? To shecht him. It wasn't the midas achesed that was being goyver, that was overpowering this action. He says, sometimes you have to use the midah of achzori, of cruelty. He took the knife, lishchod es benoi, to shecht his son. Lasois, these are the key words here, Rabbi Yisai. Lasois ritzoin koinoi. What does Hashem want from me? We have to ask ourselves that question. Lasois ritzoin koinoi. What does Hashem want? Okeneged harigas benoi. We have to place in this to our heart, to strengthen ourselves, to take our hands away from doing any evil, and to do everything that is in the possibility of our hands to do all good. And this is the essence of man. This was the topic of Abirus Leiv, of strength in the heart, of doing mitzvahs with power. And the next topic of Mitzvah Hashem is Eretz Yisrael.